We have a service that takes the hard work off for our clients. And I believe in it. And so I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to let my listener know. And I need you to believe in your product. I need you to believe in your service, what you have to offer, the integrity that you do it with.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your host and coach, Adam Adams. And on this episode, I'm talking about you calling your clients to action, calling your listener to action, calling out those people that are self-selecting themselves already. They want to work with you. But here's the problem. You haven't learned or had the faith or the, what is it? I guess faith is a good word for it, actually. You haven't had the faith. You've been held back and you're not telling them how you can help them. And that's terrible. It's terrible for you in business. No wonder you're not making the money that you want. And it's terrible for them because how are they going to get the result that they're looking for without you? And if they don't have you, then they're going to go and hire someone else who's not as good as you and that might not have the same integrity as you. So you need to let your listener know how you can serve them. So that's all we're talking about on this episode is just some thoughts and ideas to serve you so that you can be more daring, more brave to actually let your listener know that how you can help them. And what is the definition of brave? It's being, well, I don't even know. I've watched two movies that say this, and I think it's true, but I did not look it up on from the dictionary. They say on these movies that bravery is supposed to be when you're scared to do something, but you do it anyway. So it's not brave if you're just not scared. If you're just a dummy, you're not scared of anything, you're not brave. If you are not careful, if you're just reckless, you're not brave. Bravery takes you getting choked up and being like, ah, it's not easy for me to like tell my listener that they could hire me for $10,000. So I'm just not going to. I don't want to offend them. So I'm going to be a people pleaser and I'm never going to talk about my product. I'm never going to talk about my service. I just want my listener to love me. Well, you're not being brave. You're not serving your listener and you're not being brave enough to be able to serve your listener. You're only giving the content through your podcast. And that's usually not enough for your listener in order to take action and go to the next level for them. I know for a fact that my podcast agency supports people. It allows them to do nothing else except for figure out what they're going to record on and press the record button. When they do that, we download the podcast, we edit it, we do the music, the intro, the outro, we edit out some of the ums and some of the uhs so it doesn't sound like they don't know what they're talking about. We bring in any advertisements so they're making money on their podcast. We write the show notes with our 6-part show note system. We publish it to their social media for them so they never have to do that. We go to 3 different platforms of their social media for them. We log in, we post it so that they are getting organic traffic automatically. Additionally, we email their guest for them. We create all the promotional images and materials and audiogram, videogram. We send that to their guest for them so that they never have to be like, hey, can I get that stuff so I can send it to my guest? No, we just send it straight to the guest. So we have a product, we have a service that takes the hard work off for our clients. And I believe in it. And so I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to let my listener know. And I need you to believe in your product. I need you to believe in your service, what you have to offer, the integrity that you do it with, your unique spin that you do it differently than anyone else, the way that you can help your listener achieve the result that they're really looking for without some of the pain that they thought that they would go through. You've got to tell them. If you don't tell them, like I said in the beginning, you're doing them a disservice. You're actually hurting them and shooting yourself in the foot because you're not going to make money through your podcast if you never tell your listener that they can hire you and how they can hire you. I frequently have calls to action here. It's like, hey, let's do a discovery call. Let's find out if we're a fit to work together. I'll interview you. You interview me. It's a free call. At the end of the call, we figure out if we're a fit and I'm the best one that can help you get to the next level. You should be doing that also with your listener. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid of it or scared of it. Be brave. You can be scared and be brave. You can be scared and call your listener to action. You can be scared and take a deep breath and say, hey, I can help you. I can help you in a really solid way. Here's how to find me. I'll see you there. And speaking of see you there, I'll see you on the next episode. Cheers. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.